And welcome back. Halftime, Huskers game with the Michigan State Spartans, and we're delighted to be joined by Nebraska President J.B. Milliken, who's had an interesting, needless to say, an interesting week. You got caught up in Sandy back east a little bit this past week, didn't you?
Yeah, probably not the best travel plans in the world, but I happened to be in New York City when Sandy hit, and it took me a few days to get out of town. They've had some rough damage there, but it's amazing to see how resilient people are and how they pitch in together and work together in a disaster like that. It's, it's really... it's devastating to the region, and it's a horrible, expensive thing, but it is heartening to see how people pull together and work together to come out of a tragedy like this.
And our thoughts and prayers are with those folks. Well, we've had a lot of major announcements from the university in the last month or so, and recently you announced a partnership with U.S. Strategic Command, or STRATCOM. Tell us about that.
Well, it's an exciting long-term partnership with STRATCOM to create what is known as a University-Affiliated Research Center, or a UARC. You know, universities and the military are both very big on acronyms. So it's a UARC to conduct research on defense-related areas. The University of Nebraska is only the 14th one in the nation and one of two in the Big Ten that has a UARC. It's a tremendous opportunity for us to play a role in national security and to advance our research in basic research areas in physics and nanoscience and psychology, epidemiology, and a number of other areas. We have a lot of faculty who are very excited about this, who've stepped up and want to participate.
How is Nebraska, JB, chosen to host a UARC?
Well, as you can imagine, these are highly competitive, and there's a lot of federal funding that's provided for the basic research in these areas. So it's a competition, and it's a pretty tough competition. We were chosen based on the research strengths that were identified by STRATCOM that they needed. It was hard fought. I'm pleased that objectively we won the competition. We have some great faculty in laser physics, Don Umstadter, and in Ken Bales at the Medical Center developing vaccines, and many others who are doing work that is at the cutting edge of their field and is related to the defense-related interests that STRATCOM and the Department of Defense has. Also, all along, we have had the support of the leadership in Nebraska, and particularly Senator Nelson, who chairs the Strategic Forces Subcommittee in the Senate. It's been a key advocate for us to help us position us for this.
Is it unusual for a university to do military research?
Well, not at all. And in fact, the Department of Defense is one of the largest funders of research now in the nation. It's been growing steadily, particularly since 9/11. But if you look at the list of the top universities in the country in terms of the amount of defense-related research, the institutions right at the top of the list are MIT and Stanford and Johns Hopkins, Illinois, University of Texas, a lot of Big Ten universities, a lot of great private research universities. So this is certainly a space that the best universities in the nation are in. If you look at the University of Nebraska, a decade ago we had about $7 million worth of defense-related research. Last year we had over $35 million. So it's been growing nationally, and it's certainly at Nebraska we've been growing our share and growing in importance in terms of being a player in this area.
What will be the next steps you take?
Well, we're standing up the UARC now. The Board of Regents has created the National Strategic Research Institute to run its affairs. We've been able to persuade Bob Hinson, a former three-star general and head of Northrop Grumman in Nebraska, to head up our effort, serve as the founding director. Bob is doing a terrific job positioning us. Doesn't hurt that he's a former deputy commander at STRATCOM. But he's been working with us on our initial contracts. We put a board of directors in place with some terrific inside and outside people. We have an initial contract for up to $84 million over the first few years. We think if we demonstrate our capability, that will only grow.
Is this an initiative that will cover all the campuses?
It is. There are competencies on each of our campuses that relate to the interests of the Defense Department and STRATCOM, and our vice chancellors for research have been meeting with their faculty and talking to them, and there's a good deal of interest there. This will be a significant infusion of support for basic research across the university, and it's an exciting development for us and one that will allow us, I think, to be a very attractive place for recruiting faculty.
Well, another bit of exciting news. Great to see you. Looking forward to be back in Lincoln for the next couple of games.
I'd be happy to have the Huskers back in Lincoln, and so will a lot of fans.
J.B. Milliken, Nebraska President. We got more Halftime coming up from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.